This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I went to an Adele concert maybe 3-4 years ago. It was amazing. She puts on a great show. So that video that she posted yesterday saying she is postponing her residency at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas that was supposed to start today because too many of her crew members have COVID and for what she called delivery delays in getting the show to where it wants it to be, that rings true. That rings true. It's a lot of work. And the fact is that with Omicron still surging, live performances of all kinds are suffering. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one for us.
Adele let her fans know about the postponement on Instagram.
And I'm gutted. I'm gutted. And I'm sorry it's the last minute.
Last minute, as in the night before the opening. And she's getting some flack for making such a last-minute decision. But Dana Frank, CEO of First Avenue, a music venue in Minneapolis, says this is how the business works these days.
We've canceled shows a week before, an hour before, even 10 minutes after doors open. We're all figuring this out. There are no rules because no one in our industry has ever had to handle this before.
She says sometimes it's the artist's choice. Sometimes it's the venue's. Most often, it's a joint decision, a reluctant one. Frank says before a show even begins, the venue's already spent a quarter of the budget on marketing, equipment rentals, and staging. But sometimes there's no choice.
Having too many staff out on quarantine to open the doors or artists themselves getting positive test results, you know, 20 minutes before they're supposed to go on stage.
That's what recently troubled Broadway shows, which have been heavily relying on understudies. Charlotte St. Martin, president of the trade association, the Broadway League, says there were times when even backups were out sick.
If the cast or crew, anybody in the cast or crew is test positive and we don't have a replacement for them, then we do not go on.
It's made some performers scale back production values. Dave Pomeroy is a musician and president of the Nashville Musicians Association. He says many artists are keeping sound, lighting, and stage crews small.
The bigger the tour, the more complicated it can be.
The show must go on, that is, if it can dodge Omicron. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.